Well, I don't know if you got up early this morning and saw the sunrise. It was a glorious sunrise, and I want to talk a little bit about that today. And if you, I don't know, have you ever been to Independence Hall in Philadelphia? That's where they signed the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And in the Constitution, in the Independence Hall, in the room where they signed the Constitution, there's a chair, the speaker's chair, that George Washington was sitting in. And as he was sitting in it, Benjamin Franklin was looking at the back of it, because on the back of the chair was a carving of a sun that was like half up on the horizon or half down on the horizon. And Benjamin Franklin said, "I've been staring at this chair at the end of the Constitutional Convention." He says, "I've been staring at this chair the whole time, Mr. Speaker, Mr. President. And I've been trying to figure out, I couldn't tell if the sun is going up, sunrise, or if the sun's going down." And he said something like this. He said, "The sun is rising. It's the dawn of a new day, a new government, a new nation. The sun is rising." Now you might say, as the hymn that we just sang kind of says, a new day dawns every morning. So what's the big deal? Sun comes up whether you like it or not. And honestly, some mornings we like it, and some mornings we don't. If it's a Monday morning, sometimes people aren't so crazy about it, because we've got to go to work. There's the first day of work. There's the first day of school in the fall. Some people love it. Some people hate it. There's the first day of vacation. Everybody likes that day, I think. There's Christmas morning. Remember when you were a kid and it was Christmas morning and it was like, okay, let's go. Let's open the presents. There's the morning of your dentist appointment. That's not a great morning. Unless you're, maybe if you're a dentist, it's okay. There's the morning of your wedding day. That's a great morning. Sometimes there's the morning of a loved one's funeral. The sun comes up whether you want it to or not. Whether you're ready for it or not. Whether you're ready for work tomorrow or not, or ready for school tomorrow or not, whether you're ready for that exam or that thing that you have to have done, ready or not, the sun comes up. New day dawns, ready or not. Well, the prophet Malachi talks about the sun coming up. He says, "The sun of righteousness shall arise." Really, I think it's the only place in the Bible that talks about this Son of Righteousness. You sang about it in the last hymn, Son of Righteousness. You're going to sing about it again in a couple of weeks when we get to Christmas. Hark the Herald Angels Sing, the third verse. You can look it up. Well, let's see. I think I have it here. "Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Life and light to all he brings. Risen with healing in his wings." Where does that come from? Malachi chapter 4. And this, you got the whole chapter here, Malachi chapter 4. It's the last chapter in the Old Testament. And Malachi is speaking to the people about a promise from God. He comes with a warning too, but a promise from God. He says, "The Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in its wings." And guess what? Some will want it, and some won't. He speaks about those who don't want it. "For behold, the day is coming." The day is coming. "Burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble." What happens to stubble in an oven? Burns. "The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts. so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. This sun of righteousness that's coming is going to burn off all that is unrighteous. But for you who fear my name, the sun of righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. And you shall go out leaping like calves from the stall. I don't know about you, but during the children's message, I was thinking about Leo as like a calf from the stall, leaping for joy, sticking his hand in the font of baptism. That's what we should be doing every day. Risen with healing in his wings. The sun of righteousness is a promise of a Savior. The promise of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Son of righteousness. Son of God, who arises in heaven and he says, I'm going to come down here into the earth, onto the earth, to become human, to take on human flesh and blood for a purpose. To redeem all of us who are like stubble. All of us who are arrogant. All of us who are evildoers. If we admit it. And he will take what all of that evil and all of that arrogance, and he will take it into the sunset. Into the darkness of death. For us. For us. And then he will rise again on the third day, the Son of Righteousness. To give that righteousness to you in your baptism. He just delivers it to you. He gives it to you like a present on Christmas Day. Here. Be righteousness. Take my righteousness upon you. Bathe in that righteousness. Splash it upon you every day because you need it. You need to be forgiven every day. Leap like calves from the stall. I mean, jump up because you're forgiven. You are redeemed. You are righteousness. You are righteous in God's sight because of Christ. And then he says, the Son of Righteousness wasn't going to just come once, 400 years after Malachi. He's coming again. And that is the day that's coming. We say, I don't know about you, but I always talk about it as the last day. And it's the last day of this earth, but it's the beginning of a new earth. And the new heavens, recreated by God, with all sin gone, taken away, one of two ways, either burned away or simply forgiven by all those who receive that forgiveness that Christ bought for us on the cross. Living in the new life that he gives us when he rose from the grave. When that morning dawns, when that morning dawns, think of this. You are going to be among those who are leaping from the stall. And that's if you see the Lord coming on clouds in this lifetime, congratulations, great. But if not, if you're going to be one of those leaping from the grave because of his coming, that's what you have to look forward to. Peace and joy and forgiveness. Rest. And exhilaration. because of what Christ, the Son of Righteousness, has given for you and done for you. And he says, behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet before that great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And that's John the Baptist, the next prophet, the last prophet before Jesus. And it says, he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction. In our lives, he's saying, we've got family problems. Fathers with their children. I think mothers are included there too. Children with their parents. And he could have included brothers and sisters. Where is our heart with respect to our family? Like we have this love-hate relationship with our family. We're supposed to love them. Because of that, often we suffer in pain because something's wrong. And you feel separated maybe from somebody in your family because things aren't the way that they're supposed to be. Your heart isn't with them, and their heart isn't with you. And the Lord says, I'm going to come and fix that. I'm going to come and bring you healing. He brings that to you in Christ. Because of all those things that you've done to hurt each other and hurt people that you love, or that you're supposed to love, and all those hurts that you have upon yourself from somebody in your family or somebody else who's like your family. The Lord comes and he says, I'm going to take all of that upon myself so that burning, aching, longing for what should be healed. That's what it means for the Son of Righteousness to come with healing in his wings. That healing is for you and for me. We're burdened and broken and hurt by sin. That day is coming. Our Savior has come. He's forgiven you already. He delivers it to you in your baptism, in the sacrament, and in the day of his second coming. Bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of our righteousness, who delivers that to you. In his name, amen.